All rise, all respect thy bell. Welcome to the Crunch Exchange. It's how we wrap up Wednesdays here on Crunch Time with Steve Tannen. I'm Nick Rogers. Hi, everybody. Let's jump right in. Why not? Mike Trout, we have talked about the Millville Meteor a lot this week. He continued to be a demigod at baseball. He leads the AL in home runs by 7, as well as being tied with Cody Bellinger as the leader MLB in home runs with 42. He's going to hit 50 for the first time in his career, I think. And there is a major peloton of players that are looking to hit that half-century mark. And aside from the question I'm going to ask, Trout is leading the AL in war by 2.2 over Alex Bregman. That same 2.2 war difference is the difference between 3rd and 15th best players in the American League, the difference between Bregman and Nelson Cruz. That's just insanity. Back to the dingers. In the history of baseball, there have been plenty of players to hit 50 or more in a season, but never more than 4. In 1998, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Ken Griffey Jr., and Greg Vaughn all hit 50. In 2001's, Bonds, Sosa, Luis Gonzalez, and A-Rod all hit 50. Plenty of times were a season where there was one player that hit 50, or a pair, a couple of quartets, never a trio of 50 home run hitters in one season. I looked that up. I thought you would find that interesting. This year, Trout and Bellinger are probably for sure going to hit 50. They're only 8 away. Christian Yelich is probably going to get there with 41. And Pete, don't call me Peter Alonso, is at an even 40, not only chasing 50, but the rookie home run record. Ronald Acuna and Jorge Soler both have 35, with just over a month remaining. Getting to 50 for them would be kind of a stretch. The prospectus, at least 4 players hit 50 home runs this season.
So you got Bellinger, Yelich, and Alonso, and Trout.
Right.
Yeah, I way would love to be able to actually invest in that, so buy it. I'd like to win a home run count. Title for sure. 1974 wiffle ball. I think I led our league in homers. That's it. I've been chasing my next one since.
Just time travel. You go back 150 years. You want to try out for baseball and then just, you know, start the home run revolution.
There you go. Beat you, babe.
Speaking of Christian Yelich, he is chasing more history. Last season's MVP has had 36 homers and 22 stolen bases. This year, he has surpassed both totals with 41 homers and 24 stolen bases. Stolen base total is good enough for 8th in baseball. He's getting close to reaching an elite never before done in the 150 years of baseball, reaching the 50 homer, 30 stolen base club. You see, with the juice ball and players looking to score 360 feet at a time, working station to station is coming to an abrupt end, not unlike the bunt, the hit and run, and the dodo bird. Like I said, Yelich 24 stolen bases through 112 games. That's once about every 5. The Brewers have 36 games remaining. Yelich would need to play in all of them to hit that 30 mark, but averages are averages, and this late in the season, there's enough sample size to think that it might just work, and if he keeps up his pace, Yelich would end the season with 31 stolen bags. So the prospectus, Christian Yelich will create and enter his very own 50-30 club.
Yeah, we had A-Rod and Canseco 40-40. Nobody's 50-50'd. And once it's that close, you get a sense there'll be a point in the season where it'll be like, you need 2 more stolen bases. So I'm going to buy that as well.
It's been a while since we've seen Shohei Ohtani pitch. The young Japanese superstar has been rehabbing from Tommy John surgery, while at the same time hitting 301 with 16 homers, 54 RBIs, and 11 stolen bags in 89 games this year. The Angels haven't been able to trot out Ohtani to the mound since September 2nd of last year, which is when the team thought he had an arm injury that might require Tommy John surgery, and then he eventually had the Tommy John surgery. It's hard to remember what kind of pitcher the now 24-year-old was last time we got to see him, because it's been almost a year. And jumping from the Japanese Professional League to the majors and posting a 3.31 ERA with an even 11 strikeout per 9 is damn good. But with recency bias, the success that Ohtani's had as just a hitter, Angel fans are starting to see the pros of just having Ohtani hit, which seems crazy seeing how desperate the Angels could use a guy with a 3 ERA on their staff. But remember, Ohtani is trying to be a legit two-way player, which is something we haven't seen since Babe Ruth, so there is plenty of precedence on making sure that a player focuses on one position. The prospectus, the LA Angels of Anaheim that play in Orange County should make Shohei Ohtani a full-time hitter.
Woof. That's one of those things where I think you need to let the doctors in on it, because you don't want to do damage to the point where you don't have any of him. But so I would have to do a consultation, aka pending.
Ted, my boy, it's gonna be legend. Wait for it.
Sticking with L.A., the L.A. Clipper Chargers of Carson are in a bad spot. Just when things were looking like they were going to start to turn up Chargers, they went full San Diego Chargers. There were signs of things happening when the Chargers were a 12-win wild card team, which had never been seen before. They drafted stud linebacker defensive back Derwin James. He revolutionized the defense. Phillip Rivers was playing younger and better than ever before. He has his stud wide receiver, great second options to work with, a halfway decent offensive line, and now he's losing his top running back. It was reported today that talks between the Chargers and Melvin Gordon have not gone as planned. Gordon is working out on his own in Florida and isn't happy with whatever contract he's been offered at this point, and it's looking more and more likely that his holdout will last into the regular season. Good news for anybody who in fantasy drafted Austin Eckler, and even better news for anybody who's yet to have their fantasy draft. Gordon had previously said that he would take a trade if a deal couldn't be reached, but at this point it's looking like Le'Veon Bell 2, Electric Boogaloo. The prospectus Melvin Gordon holds out for the entirety of 2019.
He's 26 years old. He's really going to, and they have a chance to, like, be a Super Bowl contender.
Yep.
They got, you know, they were in the neighborhood last year, 50-catch guy. It doesn't make sense. And he had some injuries last year and missed some time. We can't do this again. Somebody's got to learn a lesson. Sell that. He's got, this is insane. This is criminally insane.